and gentlemen, this is obviously a very important live Global Sunday transmission. The last three quarters of the broadcast will be live, but I am taping this right now with Andrew Torba because he's got to go back into meetings with the FBI and the Justice Department. So again, this is a live Sunday show, but this is taped. I'll be live in studio in 30 minutes. Andrew Torba is the head of Gab, the only independent free speech major social network out there that's got any traction. There's some other groups coming online. We're very supportive of everybody. I think Andrew Torba is a good guy. He's free speech. And you saw the terrible events in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania yesterday that are immediately being blamed on the First Amendment. I'm being blamed. Donald Trump's mainly being blamed. And they're trying to now totally no platform Gab.com. So very powerful interview that I just taped with him that we're going to air on the other side of this quick break. So that the person that's actually been accused, the person that's being lied about, the person that they're saying is guilty for all this, gets to speak up for himself. Think about that. When they deplatform me and then lie and say that I'm calling for violence against the media, or when they say that Trump says all Mexicans are criminals, they never show the clip. And then they say, oh, Andrew Torba and Gab allowed this Nazi on there to plan all this and do all this. None of that's on the account. We have copies of it. It's been since taken down, and the FBI has it, but he didn't make any threats on there. He said 4 minutes before he went in, I'm going in. Going into what? Confront people? Going into... We're not even clear if the police would have known about that. They would have responded to the term, I'm going in. Maybe they would have, but there's always been evil. There's always been murders in the world. There's always been bad things. There's suicide bombings every day in the Middle East. They don't have free speech over there. They don't have right to keep and bear arms in most countries over there. And they're much more violent, much more out of control than we are. Look at Mexico, highest crime rate in the world. 200,000 dead just the last few years in civilians in Mexico. No free speech, really. No Second Amendment. They've got a police state in place, and the police state makes them not safe. And so you've got national media criticizing Trump and others saying there should have been folks armed inside the synagogue. No kidding. A church, a synagogue, absolutely. As for the false conspiracy theory, that really is a ridiculous conspiracy theory, that there was a Star of David on one of the vehicles, flatbacks, and Mexican plates driving in the highway up to the U.S. from the illegal alien caravan. That symbol is all over sheriff's badges. It's seen as good luck in Latin America. It's a multi-thousand-year-old symbol. And so this guy began to think because this group was involved bringing refugees in, that somehow they were involved. Folks, every major church in this country, via the Rockefeller Foundation, the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches, has been ecumenicalized and turned into leftist. Whether it's the First Methodist in Austin or Catholic Charities, they're all involved with the UN, bringing in the illegal aliens and the rest of it. And it's a big problem. But it's not like a bunch of, you know, evil, sinister people rubbing their hands together. They've been manipulated as Christians and as conservative Jews and others to think that it's their job to bring in all these third world populations, having their heartstrings played. Then they're turned into socialist, leftist voters once they get here. So that's the reality of what happened there. It's very, very tragic. We're going to break it all down on the other side. But this is a world exclusive. And they don't want him to be able to respond and speak for himself and point out what really happened and what the FBI told him and what the investigation's showing and what was really said there on the site. They want to misrepresent like he's not even a person and then dehumanize everyone's free speech. That's what's going on here. So we're going to cover this all today. But the only way we get past the censors is for you to text message out the link to Infowars.com/show and text message out the link to the live feed on the front page to everybody you know and to tell folks about local stations you're listening to or watching. That's the power of word of mouth. And that's the power that the globalists think by censoring social media, they're going to shut down. But they cannot stop you 9 days out from the election to get more involved and more focused than ever. So please, however you do it, tell folks to tune in right now to this world exclusive on the other side at Infowars.com/show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, October 28th, 2018. I'm Alex Jones from Austin, Texas. We have a global exclusive right now. We have Andrew Torba, the CEO and founder of the only independent pro-free speech libertarian site in the world that allows social media activity, and that's Gab. Speak freely is their motto. Now, we all know about the tragic events in Pittsburgh where 11 innocent people were gunned down by a psychotic anti-Semite. But now, Andrew Torba, who set up Gab so that everyone would have free speech, is being deplatformed, losing his server provider, losing PayPal. They're trying to take him offline. And CNN is spending more time demonizing Mr. Torba and the First Amendment than they are talking about the 11 that are dead. And why? Because 4 minutes before this monster went in, he said to the world that he was going in. As if that means Mr. Torba's bad if somebody on a message board posted that. It's incredible. So he just got off the phone with the FBI. In fact, we're late doing the interview because he just got off the phone with the FBI. And I wanted you to be able to hear from him to speak for himself to the world about what Gab really stands for and what's really happening. And then we're going to look at Twitter and Facebook and others who allow major professors to organize huge Antifa groups that call for the murder of the president and the vice president, who call for harassing people in the streets and for physical attacks. They're allowed to still operate officially on Twitter. Mr. Torba has done nothing like this. So we've been deplatformed. He's being deplatformed. Big media with big tech wants to silence their competition. They always say, go build your own thing. And then they come after it. So, Mr. Torba, thank you for giving us the time this Sunday. You've got the floor. Please break down what's happened.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex. First, I just want to say I'm heartbroken and disgusted by this awful attack, this awful showcase of violence. I've been praying. My family's been praying. Our community has been praying for these victims and for their families and for their friends and for the community in Pittsburgh. With that said, we've also been working with the Department of Justice and with the FBI very closely. We've been fully cooperative. As soon as we discovered that this user was on our site, we immediately archived all the data and proactively reached out to the FBI before they even contacted us. We didn't require them to give us a subpoena or a search warrant or anything. We proactively gave them this data so that they could work on their investigation immediately. GAB stands for individual liberty and for free expression for all people. We have hundreds of thousands of users from all around the world, from all different backgrounds, races, religions, beliefs, that express themselves on our site. I believe fundamentally that the answer to bad speech is always going to be more speech. In this case, the Department of Justice and the FBI now have concrete evidence for a motive that they can now use in a case to seek justice against this awful monster. We have always welcomed everybody, and we will continue to fight for free speech on the internet in the face of tyranny from the mainstream media smear attacks, because for some reason, instead of focusing on the victims, instead of focusing on what happened, instead of focusing on this monster, they are focusing on Gab as a scapegoat. Gab did not kill anybody. No social media post has ever killed anybody. The only person that is responsible here is the individual. And I just think it's disgusting that Gab is now being attacked. I am being smeared. My face is being put up next to this guy as if I'm the terrorist. We're receiving death threats. And enough hate on the internet ourselves. We wish nothing but good for the world. We welcome all people. We always have. And we are all about individual liberty and free expression. We are fighting for the very things that those in the armed service fight to defend every day as well. And I think that if people can give their lives to defend these freedoms and these liberties that we cherish, I think that we'll be able to stand tall and take these attacks from the mainstream media, this onslaught, and this coordinated collusion from Silicon Valley to no platform us from the internet. Gab is not going anywhere. We are not afraid. We will not bow down to the mainstream media. We will not cower. We are going to continue to fight, and the power of the people will propel us. We will continue to build whatever it takes. We are going to stay online. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care what it takes. We're going to provide a place where people can speak freely under the protections of the First Amendment of the United States, without the tyranny of big tech, without the tyranny of the media, deciding what is real news and what isn't, and who can speak and who cannot.
I think that's very admirable. And again, I've been through this deplatforming and no platforming process where they lie about what you've said and done, then they take your platforms away so you can't then respond when they all gang up on you and say you're a white supremacist or Trump hates all Mexicans or saying you're a nationalist means you're a Nazi. And then that actually stirs up the real Nazis in people. And then the media basically then projects them onto us. But this would be like if this guy had called 911 and said, I'm going in, or if this guy had put on a message board, I'm going in, or this guy would have written on the side of a wall, you know, I'm going in, and then saying that the wall is to blame or the telephone is to blame, when you guys are basically a glorified message board where people can send messages to people that have signed up to get their messages. I mean, these are digital bulletin boards where you sign up and subscribe for a text podcast, basically, is what I would call it. You're the tech guy. And the idea that they're breathlessly on every channel, Gab, 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 it needs to be shut down. It needs to be shut down. First they come for Alex Jones, then they come for Gab. And then they lie about who you are, and they're giving almost no coverage to these poor people that were cold-bloodedly murdered. That's one issue I want you to cover. And then secondarily, we've got Louis Farrakhan with all of his followers on Twitter and everywhere else saying that Jews are bloodsuckers and Jews are termites. And he has a right to say that. I don't agree with it. I've interviewed Louis Farrakhan, but he hasn't been taken off. And we're not calling for that. But I will tell you, I am calling for this New York professor and others that call for the murder of Pence, the vice president, the murder of police officers, the murder of all these people. And he's the guy directing people that are harassing Ted Cruz and others in restaurants. And he gets promoted by Twitter. He doesn't get in trouble. That's calling for violence. Imagine if you let somebody say, let's murder people, let's kill people, like this professor, founder of a group that harassed Ted Cruz, tweeted about dead cops assaulting Mike Pence. Here's his own personal Twitter showing people hung up and dead, saying this should be done to the Republicans. And it just goes on from there. So what in the world is happening here with the controlled Silicon Valley actually promoting violence and letting it go forward and then projecting it onto you?
Well, Alex, every single day we see thousands of tweets calling for people to kill the president of the United States. And this is allowed. We see live streamed murders on Facebook. We see criminal activity in very high volumes across all of the mainstream social media platforms, including ISIS terror cells and pedophiles preying on children. And nobody is calling for Facebook to be shut down. Nobody is calling for Twitter to be shut down. So to take the disgusting actions of one man and shut down an entire platform, we have 9 million people that visit our site every month. We have 800,000 users from around the world. And to take the actions of one man and try to effectively remove us from the entire internet, demonize me, and make me out to be some form of terrorist for allowing free expression and individual liberty online for all people, something that has always existed since the internet's inception, is absurd. And I think that people need to start talking about these things, because if it could happen to us, if it can happen to Alex Jones and InfoWars, don't think it can't happen to you. Don't think they can't scrub your identity and every mention and every profile you have off the internet if they don't like what you're doing. And fundamentally, I believe that having more freedom, having more speech is always the answer to bad speech. Free speech is crucial to the prevention of violence. If people cannot express themselves with words and we push these people into the shadows, you know, then they're going to express themselves through violence, and nobody wants that.
I mean, just 2-3 years ago, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter let the Nazis have their web pages, and they let the black supremacists and the Hispanic supremacists have their websites as well. And they're paying. As long as you didn't call for violence, they could be there. I didn't agree with it. A lot of them attacked me. For some reason, I'm a big target of the you know Nazis and what Hillary calls the alt-right, and she calls me alt-right. And that's well known. And now they take those people off so that you can't go see that they're attacking me or attacking Donald Trump like this monster did, saying he was a globalist, the opposite of what he is, or because he's friends with Israel, he's bad. But instead, you get blamed, I get blamed, Trump gets blamed, for being Nazis when we're actually the opposite. It's just crazy. So just a few years ago, all these other platforms still allowed some free speech. Now they've gotten rid of it, and they're acting like we are every form of speech that's on a message board. I mean, we have comments on InfoWars, and the news will say, look, somebody said something anti-Semitic here. Well, it's a comment section. Again, they are, by extension, trying to end the platforms where the debates can happen. We're going to go to break, come back with a few more minutes with Mr. Torb. I don't know how much you can get into the FBI investigation.
If you are receiving this transmission, You are the resistance.
And we are back on this Sunday worldwide broadcast. I am Alex Jones, your host. We have the founder of Gab and the CEO, Andrew Torba, on. I've been having him on for 2 years since he launched the beta test of Gab. And then I have him on routinely. I'd call him a libertarian, a free spirit, a Christian guy. I wouldn't even call him extreme right wing. But the point is, he created an independent system, and all the other big tech companies have ganged up on him to shut him down in the last year because they don't want any competition. And now they've hung around his neck. Top news story in the country is not these poor dead people, or not how this guy was a Trump hater, this monster. I'm not even saying his name, but we'll put him on screen just to document it. It's all about Andrew Torba, and it's all about InfoWars. It's a sub-level of, like, Jones has been deplatformed because he's so evil, and now we need to totally get rid of Mr. Torba. Let's take his credit cards away. Let's take his PayPal away. Let's take his servers away. So recap, again, what you've gone through with the persecution, and now they've seized upon this, that he said 4 minutes before he went into this horrible deed or deeds that I'm going in, and then, if you can, what the FBI has said to you.
Sure, Alex. So for the past 24 hours, I've been working very closely with both the FBI and the Department of Justice. We've been fully cooperative in doing everything that we possibly can to help out with this investigation, to see to it that justice is served. In the midst of doing this, in the midst of working directly with law enforcement and cooperating fully, you know, we've been no-platformed by our hosting provider, by multiple payment processors. So we're also now handling that and trying to literally stay online. And Alex, the truth is, I didn't want to be the center of attention here. We don't want this to be about Gab. It's not about Gab. You know, 11 innocent people died from the acts of a terrorist, and the media is focusing on me and focusing on Gab. This is disgusting. You know, my heart goes out to the families. My heart goes out to the victims, the friends of the victims, the whole community. This is just disgusting and heartbreaking to me. And I think that the media should be ashamed. They should be totally ashamed. And what they're trying to do now is a coordinated effort to demonize me, to demonize Gab, and to demonize free expression on the internet. They're going to use this one person, the actions of this one person, to now no platform our entire website, our entire community of hundreds of thousands of people from around the world. It's disgusting and it's despicable. And we're not going to stand for it. We're going to continue to fight. We're going to continue to build. And Gab is not going anywhere. We are not afraid of you. We're going to continue doing what we are doing to defend free expression and individual liberty for all people.
I follow your work. We have a popular page on your great platform. It allows us to tweet out to people. That's basically what your system does. And it gives you your own little message board to be able to communicate. And it's a very, very diverse site. First, they tried to get rid of you because people would post porn on there. Well, Twitter and Facebook do that, too. You don't see their banks trying to shut them down. You don't see the feds trying to shut them down. You don't see PayPal going away from them. Speaking about Louis Farrakhan, and I'm not calling for him to be censored as long as he doesn't call for violence. I've interviewed Louis Farrakhan. He has some interesting points he makes. I agree with some of what he has to say. I disagree with some of the other things. But at the same time, I'm not saying remove him. But if they're going to blame you for what somebody does that you've already removed, how do they do this? And then I talk about the founder of the group harassing Senator Cruz at dinner is Dead Cops Tweet Professor. And I've got a bunch of reports on it right here. All the horrible things he calls for, specific people to be killed. And this professor doesn't get any trouble. Mike Isaacson, and he's par for the course. So it's so hypocritical when they're on national news saying Trump set the climate of hate and all of this, when Trump has been loving compared to the corporate media, saying he's a Nazi, saying he's a white supremacist, saying he's sending coded white supremacist messages. Former GOP strategist reveals the covert message Trump sent to neo-Nazis. And then you read the article saying nationalists that we deserve a nation and that we shouldn't have one-sided trade deals is Nazi. I mean, they're calling everybody Nazis and hyping all this up and hyping up violence and that Barron should be kidnapped and, you know, tortured. Hollywood stars are saying that on Twitter. It's so the New York Times' articles fantasizing about Trump's death. And then they sit back and say, I'm bad and you're bad. I mean, we're in this elite group to be banned first. But as you said, it's because we're popular and have good platforms. If they get rid of you, if they're able to shut you down, they're going to take everybody down.
Absolutely, Alex. If we weren't threats, then they wouldn't be trying to no platform us, right? Gab is the single most censored social media platform ever in existence. And there's a reason for that. It's because we're a threat to the mainstream big tech platforms. We're a threat to the mainstream media, who controls the narrative through those platforms, through their partnerships and connections in those platforms. And if we weren't a threat, then they wouldn't be attacking us. And this is just disgusting. We know who committed this atrocity, allegedly. They have someone in custody. They have not. They now have detailed evidence for a motive, thanks to Gab, thanks to the content that this disgusting individual was posting on Gab, and thanks to our cooperation with law enforcement agencies. So why are they pointing the finger at us? Why are they pointing the finger at me? Point the finger at the person who pulled the trigger. He is the only one who is responsible for the actions.
Well, I mean, you can see all these other leftists that have engaged in violent acts as well, and they post stuff on Twitter and Facebook. I mean, it's, again, like using a telephone or email. Let's say the person had Gmail, Google email, and they sent an email saying, okay, I'm done. I'm going into the synagogue. I'm going to do it. Didn't say the specifics, but how is the email service to blame? We know Google reads the messages. How is it your liability? I mean, there are federal laws, international laws, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act and other sections that protect third-party sites. If I have a message board, or I have a social network, or I have something like gab.com, then I'm not guilty for what people do. If they're committing crime, then I have to, you know, take them off and give any subpoenaed information to the feds or local police. And we've complied with that ourselves. So the idea of prior constraint, that you've got to go around and police everyone and control them, is absolutely crazy. And now you're being persecuted.
Well, Alex, here's the insane part. You know, he posted this post, I think it was 4 minutes before the shooting. And he said, I'm going in. What does I'm going in mean? It's not like he said, I'm going in to shoot up a synagogue. He could have meant I'm going in to the voting booth, you know, for all we knew. What do people expect us to do in 4 minutes, right? With a post that is not a direct threat in any way that I could see. So I don't know what people expected us to do in that amount of time. And I don't know why people are placing the blame on us, a platform that welcomes everybody and is about free expression and individual liberty. It just doesn't make any sense. We know. We have an alleged person in custody. Point to him. He's the one who allegedly did it.
That's right. And again, I'm going in. Back when I was on Twitter and places, if we were going to go in and cover something,
right.
I mean, I'd say, I'm going in now to cover the event. We're going in. And it's also a fun term to use. This guy was obviously deranged. I've seen copies of the messages. I didn't see anything there up until that point that said he was going to carry out violence. And again, right. Law enforcement will tell you social media is great for them to actually catch a lot of people before they do stuff, because they're out there talking about what they're going to do. And so I know you can't get into everything the FBI said, but you told me earlier today that they've actually been very thankful to you.
Yes. Yeah. The FBI and the Department of Justice have been very thankful to us. They've been praising us for our direct cooperation, our speedy cooperation. I was on the phone with both of them and emailing back and forth, you know, for the past 24 hours. I didn't get much sleep last night, and I'm happy to do so. If you're a terrorist, being on Gab is the last place you want to be, because we are going to work directly with law enforcement immediately. So, you know, this is the thing. We love law enforcement. We respect law enforcement. God bless everybody at the FBI and DOJ that is working on this case. And we pray that justice is served, and we will do everything in our power and our capacity to help them in this case.
Well, look, I totally agree with that. And our hearts and prayers go out to those there in Pennsylvania.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, folks. Who's really violent? It's the left.
I can't hear you.
You're a f***ing anti-American.
Oh, I'm an anti-American?
Yeah.
You stupid bastard. I'm a f***ing patriot.
I think we should classify them as a gang. You know, they come dressed in uniforms, they have weapons, they're almost a militia. I think we need to think about that in terms of our law enforcement approach.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides.
Wait, on many sides? This was a white nationalist rally. You have to call that out by name.
Many sides?
Mr. President,
Mr. President, this is terrorism, not your order at KFC.
Prior to the unrest, police banned sticks, masks, and any other potential weapons. However, dozens of anti-fascist protesters broke those rules, it appears. They also pepper sprayed the leader of the Conservative group. One left-wing demonstrator attacked a photographer, and others reportedly threatened people who were trying to film the violence.
What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact that they came charging with clubs in the hand, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do.
And they are just beating people, ganging up, men and women, ganging up on lone individuals and just beating them in a wanton, savage, brown shirt Nazi operation.
They don't want to mention Antifa and how Antifa literally came trained, militarized, doing warlike maneuvers. You know, they bring coolers and you think, oh, it's to stay hydrated. No, it's filled with water balloons, filled with feces, urine, just disgusting things that will pop and explode on people. And water bottles filled with the same substances.
Chill out. I'm filming it.
Yeah, he just got struck with pepper spray. By some irrational
liberal helping him. We're not all like this.
No, you see, that guy that attacked him is not a liberal. He's a Marxist.
Every time one of these situations happens, you know, you see the worst of people sometimes. I think we saw it out of the left.
You just saw those videos of them chasing and beating people. People in black clothing, black masks, over 100 of them broke through the lines and attacked stragglers who were there. For the most part, the event was shut down. They couldn't find enough conservatives, so they started attacking the police after a while. But you saw them beating the conservatives, even as they come in carrying no hate signs. And the mayor said they made sure the themes of love and compassion dominated over hate speech.
Not to go home.
Supporters of President Donald Trump were vastly outnumbered by counter-protesters at Martin Luther King Jr. Civic Center Park.
And then we saw that group with the masks on. They had their own, you know, shields that they made, for lack of a better term. A huge crowd there now.
And while we certainly don't know, and we'll try to find out, some of those protesters, the ones that showed up with the masks and the shields, may do this in other locations. They may be what you call professional protesters who do this a lot.
That's an American flag that they have set on fire.
This Trump supporter was the first casualty of the day, with blood streaming out of his face.
Well, they wanted to hit me with brass knuckles on the blind side. We're here for free speech.
A mob chased him for a block and a half, took his flag, Trump hat, and glasses, and spat all over him.
You know, I'm okay with people making white supremacists feel unwelcome. I mean, excuse me, like, you're making me feel unsafe.
But they were Christians. They were Christian march.
Listen, everyone is saying, oh, yeah, you can't listen to CNN no more. You can't listen to the news anymore because it's all fake bullcrap. It wasn't fake before, so why is it fake now?
The Russia story has kind of died down on those sites.
Only because we're on the racism thing now.
We're on the racism thing now.
Little to do with it if you take a look. If they had protection inside, the results would have been far better. This is a dispute that will always exist, I suspect. But if they had some kind of a protection inside the temple, maybe it could have been a very much different situation. They didn't. I think one thing we should do is we should stiffen up our laws in terms of the death penalty. When people do this, they should get the death penalty. And they shouldn't have to wait years and years. Now the lawyers will get involved. Anybody that does a thing like this to innocent people that are in temple or in church, we had so many incidents with churches, they should really suffer the ultimate price. They should pay the ultimate price. I felt that way for a long time. This is a case where if they had an armed guard inside, they might have been able to stop him immediately. So this would be a case for, if there was an armed guard inside the temple, they would have been able to stop him. Maybe there would have been nobody killed except for him.
I was standing by the company's decision to put InfoWars' Alex Jones on a 7-day suspension. This comes after Jones urged his Twitter followers to ready their battle rifles, as he put it, against the media.
But none of that's true.
Posted to the site.
Alex Jones on Twitter posted this week what essentially is a video calling for people to get their battle rifles ready against the media.
People need to have their battle rifles and everything ready at their bedsides. And you got to be ready.
Saying it's time to act. It's got to be done now. Move criminally against people.
It's time politically and economically and judiciously and legally and criminally to move against these people. It's got to be done now.
Sent a chill up my spine. How about yours?
It did. I mean, there's a number of actions that we believe help a call to incitement to violence. And those are the things that we need to make sure that we're taking action on.
Now is the time to act on the mainstream media. And he says, get the battle rifles ready.
I didn't say that.
That incites violence. Free speech does not protect inciting violence.
This is an emergency message to President Trump, to Congress, and to anyone that supports free speech in this country. The Democratic Party is now calling for all Republicans, all patriots, including the president, to be deplatformed from Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, you name it.
And Jones is hardly their only target, that's for sure. Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with.
Facebook censor our free speech, and shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored.
This is a new super political class that operate as a judiciary and as the police and as the prison guards to control our lives. This is classical authoritarianism.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
You've taken action against him in this instance. What is it? Can you tell us what it is?
I believe we put him in a timeout.
Alex Jones is not an eighth grader who got busted smoking in the bathroom.
Right.
Like, it's just not. I mean, he's a guy who is, you know,
or someone who
fueling
was
alt-right conspiracy theories and
it's actually amazing.
Battle right.
This is what caused the ban and not everything that Alex Jones has done before.
Seems minor compared to the implications of someone suggesting a call to arms against a particular group in this case.
Didn't say that, liar. Yeah. I didn't say use weapons on the media. I don't want them to have weapons used on them. That'll make them victims. I'm worried they're going to false flag and stage something on themselves. And then they're going to send Antifa out to all our houses, which they're doxing everybody saying they are. And I said, defensively, be prepared to defend yourself. And they say that is inciting violence. No, it's not.
Send a chill up my spine.
I'm getting chills right now. He said, come with the battle rifles, engage in criminal activity. And I said, use the judicial system legally and lawfully and go after them criminally.
They have got to get a lid on this.
And the idea of martyrdom, it's also probably interesting, but it will be interesting to see who rallies around his cause. Let's remember, Donald Trump has appeared on his show.
The president also entering the fray. Today he said, quote, I won't mention names, but when they take certain people off of Twitter or Facebook and they're making that decision, that is really a dangerous thing because it could be you tomorrow.
And we're also standing up to social media censorship, that's the new thing.
Trump's election and Alex Jones's popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo. People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that.
But this isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom.
Mr. President, you don't want to look like you're after the press of the First Amendment. You're letting them butcher the press of the First Amendment. Oh, but you don't want to look authoritarian and stand up to them. They're authoritarian. They're a clear and present danger. Do something about it. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. I am live. You heard that huge Gab CEO exclusive here. That's posted to Infowars.com right now in a Paul Joseph Watson article. We're 9 days out.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Lou Dobbs had a highly respected lawyer from Judicial Watch on that goes off documents on Thursday. And it didn't get any attention on Fox Business on Thursday, but it aired on regular Fox yesterday. That censored 9-minute interview is coming up next hour. We're going to play it here. Because they're taking it off the internet. They're blocking it. Fox News apologized for it. And when you watch it, Judicial Watch got the documents that George Soros' Open Society Foundation gets U.S. taxpayer money, millions, to then fund these operations that have U.N. authority. So the U.N. has the treaties with the countries to set up the refugee camps to bring the people in from all the world to then unvetted bring them into the United States or Europe. That's a fact. Trump pulled out of the refugee agreement with the U.N. last year. Now Austria, Hungary, Italy are all doing the same thing because the U.N. runs your border. Think about that. That's global government. But who runs it is the NGOs. Those are the non-governmental organizations. And their filings are public. I've got a huge article from WorldNet Daily. Border caravans, call it the George Soros Express. And it links to all the Judicial Watch documents officially from lawsuits they got from CARE and from the Carnegie Foundation and from the Rockefeller Foundations and the George Soros Open Society Foundation. It's federal filings. The leftist professors that run it, how they go and get the communists and socialists out of the countries to bring them here to be voters, they brag. It's all. So why would Fox News apologize and pull the episode? Because it's true. And George Soros will sue you. He will infiltrate you. He will attack you. If you talk about him being a Nazi collaborator, like Dinesh D'Souza did in his last film, which is he admitted, or if you expose that he's for open borders, hell, he used to be on the UN board for migration. So that censored interview is coming up next hour, because I want you to see what they don't want you to see. And then we'll get into the attacks on Trump and the violence we predicted right before the elections, right on time. Very, very sad. But right now, let's go to some of the interview they don't want you to see, because Lou Dobbs had a guest on that got the documents that the skies blew. Here it is.
Sure. Look, this is a criminal involvement on the part of these leftist groups. It's highly organized, very elaborate, sophisticated operation. I have that from the highest levels of the Guatemalan government. They're investigating those groups criminally, and I strongly urge President Trump and Attorney General Sessions to do the same here. A lot of these folks also have affiliates who are getting money from the Soros-occupied State Department, and that is a very great concern. You want to start cutting money, start cutting money there.
Member 7, 8, 9 years ago, before they fired Dobbs off CNN, when he had on average 8 million viewers a night, Sean Hannity has 4.5 million. CNN used to have huge audiences. They killed it because they got rid of Lou Dobbs. But that part doesn't matter. The point is, the vice president came out a week ago and yesterday and said, we have intel, it's highly organized, on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, we've written about it. I've made films about it. The whole plan to use migrant waves to invade and take over. But look at this. Fox Business pulls Lou Dobbs episode after guest Soros remarks you just heard, saying this is criminal. And it is criminal. But it's not even a Fox pundit saying it. It's Judicial Watch. Super respected. They have the documents. Yeah, it's criminal to organize hundreds of thousands of people, including children, who are unaccompanied in some cases, and it's been confirmed, massive smugglers bringing kids through in these caravans. In fact, that's in the Associated Press. It's in the Washington Times today. Migrant caravan halts after report of abducted child. What do you think's going on with 50,000 people in one group and 10,000 in another and 5,000 in another and a bunch of others, and it's just a bunch of coyotes or smugglers? But don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it, because, you know, Rupert Murdoch has dinner with George Soros. We just put up with this garbage. They talk about violence. You know the amount of 200,000 dead in Mexico in the last couple of years and all the violence down there. And there are people just marching up out of Latin America, out of the middle of nowhere, just supposed to come on in and then, oh, you're here? We're not going to check IDs or find out why there's one man with six kids. That's, you know, a lot of cases are like that, or one woman. And then what was the Washington Post headline? Remember Obama 5 years ago started letting the last 3 years of administration anybody come through. And then Washington Post headline, children allowed into the U.S. by Obama, given to Democrat aid groups, ended up in child trafficking. Now, this white supremacist activated sleeper cell, whatever he was, right on time that shows up and kills 11 innocent people. He thought, oh, the Jews are bringing everybody up here. They've got the Methodist Church, the Catholic Church, the Baptist churches, all under the ecumenical movement, under the World Council of Churches set up by the Rockefellers, where the UN runs it, just like they run our borders until Trump got in, to get the churches all feeling sorry for the women and children who are a minority. It's 80% military-age men. And then they're giving money and helping and housing them once they get here. It's not like some nefarious conspiracy by them. They're being manipulated. I was sitting there 5 years ago, 4 years ago, my mother's church, where she's been going for decades. I'm not going to name the name of it. She doesn't go there anymore. And it was like, We're going to take an offering for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation now because they're helping children get vaccinated. Yeah, right. And we're going to help some migrants. And it was just like, that's all they are now. It was a Methodist church. I mean, that's all that goes on now. Okay? And she wouldn't talk about it. The point is they use all these well-meaning people incrementally until they've got you literally pushing the globalist agenda because they take over your religion. So I do not believe the people at the synagogue, you know, were hating America and thought that, no, they were like, we have to go out and do good deeds. We have to go out and bring these people in. We have to do this. But the globalists are manipulating it from behind the scenes. And so this white supremacist loon bag, if you believe the official story, you know, he's sitting here looking at all this, believing all this. And then he's, oh, my God, look, it's finally we've got proof of Jews doing something. They are bringing in these illegal alien invaders, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes and does this horrible deed. But look at the timing. As I said last Monday, we've got the clip. Played it last week. I had some business guys here on Monday. That one of them called me today and he said, I was there in your studio watching Monday when you said they'll probably have a crazy guy in a van with a bunch of Trump stickers all over it that they'll bust. He goes, how did you know that? I just said, man, come on. It was 14 days out. Now we're 9 days out, and it's going to get crazier. If they're on every news channel saying there's about to be giant terror attacks and that Trump and Alex Jones and the free press are to blame, A, we'd never do that. B, we have no history of it. C, the left has been caught constantly staging things and calling for violence. And so when it magically all begins, you got to look at it a little out of the corner of your eye and go, man, that really is convenient. And why would you know these attacks are coming and be parroting it up there over and over again? But let's go to Pence, as I mentioned. Oh, I guess Fox News can't suspend this video. I guess they can't kick Mike Pence, the vice president, off the air because it's true. It's outside leftist groups. Soros is only part of it. If you want to go read all the documents, Border Caravan, call it the George Soros Express. And it's got links to Judicial Watch, photocopies of all of it, hundreds of pages of it, tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money goes from the U.S. to the U.N. to George Soros and other foundations. You hear the NPR sponsors, Annenberg Foundation, Ford Foundation, Carnegie, Open Society. It's the same group. Okay? But anyways, let's go to the vice president. Here it is.
No, we've got a crisis at our southern border. But this caravan that was organized by leftist organizations in Honduras made its way through Guatemala. Now thousands of people trying to come up the 1,000-mile journey through Mexico for the purpose of violating our laws and coming into this country illegally is just unacceptable. The president and I have made it clear we will not allow it. We're going to take steps necessary to secure our border, enforce our laws, and our message to those in the caravan is return home. But our message to the American people is this caravan is a reminder of a crisis in illegal immigration that is driven by laws that human traffickers actually use to entice people to make the long and dangerous
journey, which is admitted, which is confirmed, which is unbelievably criminal. And then you say that the UN and NGOs are forming bases all around Europe and all around the U.S. to open up corridors to flood us and cause a stampede. And then Fox News deletes that. Next hour, we're going to get to all of it. Millie Weaver joins us. She was already in Pennsylvania, made it to the scene an hour and a half after it happened. Got incredible interviews that are up at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Please don't forget, without you sharing the articles and videos, nobody sees them because we're banned off all globalist social media. We're not banned off your email. We're not banned off you tweeting it yourself or Facebooking it yourself or text messaging it to friends and family and saying, wow, hear what the head of the social media group blamed for the shooting had to say. Let's let him actually have a voice. You think he'd have a voice? Second hour coming up. We are the people's voice. Think about this. We're 8.5 days out from the election. All hell's breaking loose. The Chi-Coms are plunging the stock market trying to stop Trump. They got white supremacists running around shooting up synagogues because who hate Trump because he's a globalist and a pawn of Israel. It's just crazy. And ask yourself, what's coming next, ladies and gentlemen? Tomorrow on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'll be opening the phones up and having guests on asking that question. The next hour, I'm going to focus on news and clips and Millie Weaver, one of our great reporters, joining us. And don't forget, 8 a.m. every day, the David Knight Show, the David Knight broadcast. We'll be covering all the real developments in live time in the war room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone, doing a superlative job as well, 3 p.m. Central. And we've got weeknight coverage, 8 to 10 p.m. with myself and many others, of the election. And for the day before the election and the day of the election, we're going to have a few days before the election, we're going to go live to like midnight every night. We're just going to stay live from 8 a.m. to about midnight. And then on election night, we're going to go until like 4 a.m., obviously. And if the left pulls something, or there's a truck bomb, God forbid, or a synagogue getting shot up, God forbid, or something like that, we'll be here covering it live. And we'll have reporters. I mean, incredible that Millie was like 2 hours away from the shooting and got there like 2 hours after and got amazing interviews. And it was mainly a Jewish neighborhood, and there's all these conservative, smart, super well-spoken, good-looking Jewish people. And I just say our listeners are always, they're black, white, Mexican, whatever. They're just always, patriots are just have that fire in their eyes. They're good-looking people. Go to leftist events, they look, I'm sorry, I don't care what color they are, they look like hell. I mean, most conservatives look better than me, and I'm not some good-looking guy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, it's like their souls been sucked out. But she's just walking along randomly, and almost everybody's a listener and a supporter. And you can go to a black area, you can go to a Catholic area, you can go to a Christian area, you can go to, you know, wherever. I was up in Omaha a few months ago with my wife visiting her family. Her family's up there, and we went to this Greek restaurant where and these people had babysitted her when she was a kid, so she grew up with their kids. And she hadn't been there in like a decade. This is a little sad story. And there's an Orthodox Greek church right next door that basically had let out. And so we were there on a Sunday and went over there and ate. And I got mobbed by Greek Americans who'd been here, you know, most of them 100 years or so, with their beautiful Orthodox church, you know, down the block. And I'm at the Greek place eating the great Greek food. And like half of them were listeners. And I mean, again, that's the beauty of real diversity, is that it brings all this flavor to America and all these different ideas and things in the melting pot. But globalism wants you all divided in your own little groups and fighting with each other, a divide and conquer. So I'm just saying, whether it's Greek Orthodox folks in Omaha, or then I was talking to folks, random people from a Buddhist temple that were listeners, a bunch of them in Omaha. That was another weird thing that happened. And they were telling me how, look at that building over there, that's where the CIA's based, all this stuff. But the point was, is that everybody loves freedom, and they get it. And they tune in here, and they hear pretty reasonable stuff versus what you hear on the news, that I want to kill the media. A, that would make us look bad and wouldn't be good. And they're not the media. They're anti-American saboteurs. And B, I'd get put in prison. And that's the thing. I don't want to censor Louis Farrakhan. And they do cherry pick things he said. And he's a big leader. And if we can get him on the side of fighting the globalists, it'd be a great thing. So I went and talked to him to try to stop a race war, and he agreed. And he's come out to be a Trump supporter. So Farrakhan is kind of in flux. And I'd like to see him like Darth Vader, you know, come over completely the Liberty Movement before he kicks the bucket. He's definitely got more energy than I do, however old he is. My God. The point is that I just would rather get him to... See, they put him in that pigeonhole. The point is, I don't say take him off Twitter. He said some things I hate, things I disagree with. The point is, though, Gab didn't do any of that, and they're being blamed for this shooting when they didn't say or do anything. You've got leftists on Twitter saying kill everybody, and they're left up with millions of followers. But I've been taken off. It's not fair.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the sun,
you will come to the island. You know, I want to make a point here before I get into all this huge news in the second hour. Liberty is popular. Freedom is popular, no matter what melanin you have in your skin. Whether you be from Japan or Greece or Mexico or Nigeria or Canada or the UK or Chile. People genuinely in general, want basic freedom and want justice. And you've got a lot of big globalist corporations that have used leftist propaganda to create divide and conquer. But when I went to that Trump rally, first one I'd gone to, because I don't want to cause a scene, and boy, it caused a scene, in Houston, 20,000 inside, 100,000 tickets that went out, probably 50,000 outside conservatively. Most folks came and went after an hour, couldn't even find parking for miles around it. And we show up there, and I got hours of just mobbed. I couldn't, to go 100 feet would be like 30 minutes unless I was just rude to people. And it was dizzying. And the amount of, I mean, I've been to leftist events. I covered them. You go to leftist events, it's all white people that look like they're on meth and some Hispanics. And then usually a few really sad looking old black ladies that look like bag ladies who I feel sorry for, who are just desperate for the Social Security check and are just scared. And then you go to a Trump event, and man, it's like the best looking black people, the best looking white people, the best looking Asians, the best looking Hispanics. And by best looking, I mean, they're just alive. They might be overweight. They might be skinny. They just look alive. And my hand was sore. I was being hugged by everybody. And the footage is up on Infowars.com. It was viral on Twitter. They banned it because they don't want that image of unity. Owen Schroyer and others were just in D.C. for the big walkaway thing this weekend. Mobbed by high school kids, mobbed by white people, black people, Hispanics, mobbed by everybody. Now, there was a group of black folks brainwashed that ran up and started getting in his face and attacking him. And that footage is up on Infowars.com. It's very, very sad. And these people look like they're idiots. I mean, you contrast those black folks versus the video of black folks at Trump rallies talking to me. And they're all more articulate than I am, better dressed than I am, got their act together. And then you look at these leftist victims, and they literally act like morons. And that's what I'm telling you is the globalists want to dumb down education, make people dependent, because they want this type of climate. Now, we have the banned Lou Dobbs piece from Fox News that re-aired Saturday, and they're all apologizing and everything. It's pure truth from Judicial Watch that sued and got the documents proving Soros is in part, depending on which caravan you look at, he funds about 30% of it with your taxpayer money. The big thing is Soros gets taxpayer money. It's not that he's a criminal. That's a side issue. What they're really scared of is for U.S. aid to the U.N., he gets your money. And he directs it. That way they can, if the U.N. commits crimes through Soros, they don't get in trouble. So they fence it through Soros. So that's coming up. But and I bring this up about leftists acting like zombies and being almost all white because they are. And it's important to let go. You know, it's like when you see somebody, I don't watch a lot of TV, but we watch sometimes the live cop shows that they have on Friday and Saturday night, you know, when I'm laying there in bed with my wife, and sometimes one of my daughters is in there, you know, eating ice cream or whatever. And it was just like, I think this happened a couple nights ago. The point is, it was that this week, no, it was last week. And they have like these live cop shows. And I go, oh, those are meth heads. They can be black. They can be white. They got the meth mouth. They got the arachnol. I go, the cops are going to find meth in their purse. And every time meth is found in the purse. I mean, it's like you look at a leftist and they look like meth heads. Or something's wrong with them. I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they're black. I don't care who they are. There's something wrong with them. There's even studies that conservatives look better all over the world. It could be in Brazil. It could be in Africa. It could be, you know, in a continent, a country. Conservatives look better. They're not really conservatives. That, the media means what is successful looks better. And it's not just that you look good and that your looks are classical. It's that you have an innate strength in you that's pro-human. I mean, how many videos have we seen of the left beating up people at pro-life demonstrations, men beating up women, and the media praises it? But I'm digressing. Let's go ahead and get to them blaming Trump for everything. Here is Schiff, the corrupt member of Congress, the Democrat deputy head of the Judiciary Committee, saying that Trump is guilty for the climate of what's his quote here? Trump is guilty. He set the tone of hatred and incitement of violence. I mean, I've got to think of where conservatives call for violence and count it up on one hand. Okay? This latest white supremacist was a national socialist that hated Trump because he likes Israel and hates, you know, just that doesn't say hated Trump. they're having to just blame the media and alternative media and try to ban that because they need a scapegoat. But the left itself, all the violence, the shootings, Scalise, tagging Rand Paul, on and on and on. And then all the talk of killing Trump and raping Barron and raping Melania and raping blah, blah, blah. All the stuff we hear. And then they say Trump is responsible for standing up to him is what he's responsible for. Here it is.
The broader issue is what kind of climate are we creating in the country? This country is filled with amazing, beautiful, wonderful people who came here, many of them attracted by the idea this was a land of opportunity, no matter your religion, your ethnic.
MS-13 are God's children. You mean that? Like unvetted kids being child trafficked, Washington Post, that Obama brought in, loaded on God knows whose charity disappearing forever. And so Trump has added to this. The UN wants to overrun the borders, not let us have any borders. Trump says we're not under the UN anymore. And so you go on there and say he's responsible for the climate that you know you've been pushing continually. Continue.
Origin, your color. That idea is being tested by those who are preaching hatred and division. And we have to overcome that.
It's the Democrats that preach.
And I think the president has a pivotal role there. No one sets the tone more than the president of the United States. And the tone that he sets is one of division, often one of hatred, sometimes one of incitement of violence against journalists. And there's no escaping our collective responsibility, but there's no escaping the tone that he sets for the country.
No, that's enough. The tone that there should be a country, which you call white supremacist. He says we deserve a country and shouldn't be run by China or the UN or the EU bureaucrats, which we were under. He killed the TPP, all of it. I mean, that is, as the president says, fake news. Fake news, big time. Okay, let's go to the next clip here. This is Dana Bash on bomb suspect Trump responsible for shocking CNN suck chance. No, CNN, your ratings suck. You're known liars. You stir up war. You stir up division. You stir up anti-free speech crap. You suck because you suck. When you drive into a town, you don't know the town. This restaurant's full of cars. That restaurant has nobody at it. The one with no cars at it's got flies in the hamburgers. The one with the line around the block is delicious. No one watches you because you suck. Here is Dana Bash.
Facts. Hey, can I just say, because we're putting this picture up, the image of what was on that van for an extended period of time. That image, CNN sucks. Of course the president didn't direct this. He's not technically responsible for this. But he is responsible for not just allowing the chant CNN sucks at his rallies, but stoking it, making clear that he likes it. And
yeah, so that's enough. Get her off. So CNN says Trump is literally Hitler and that he wants to destroy the country and kill all the minorities. He wants to murder the gay people. None of it's true. And so people are sick of being lied to. And so it's Trump's fault. Got another clip. CNN's Brian Stelter calls Gab alt-right website a Hillary Clinton invention. No, it's a social media site that has free speech like the rest of the internet had just 2 years ago. Remember that. We're going to go to break, come back. Don't forget, I'm hardly plugging. It has to end today, basically. New specials get launched tomorrow. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off all the supplements, BrainForce Plus, X2 selling out, last run, the fluoride-free toothpaste, 405 with the colloidal silver and iodine, super blue. It's 50% off. A lot of this stuff's loss leader. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Free shipping store-wide. And 50% off all the supplements, 35% off storable food, incredible water filtration, air filtration, whatever the best products are, we have them, the lowest prices. And you funding us is not just critical, it is beyond essential. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du hast mich. Du hast mich.
I want to do something here in this segment that's really important. Lou Dobbs had 8-10 million viewers at a time back when he was on CNN. And then Obama got elected, and it was too upsetting for them, the number one thing in television, double the viewers that Sean Hannity has today. It was upsetting them that people were hearing the truth about the North American Union, about globalism, about the TPP, about all of this, which now Trump's gotten to office, and Trump is killing foreign multinational corporations setting up systems around our country. So I'm going to play a little clip of the final show that got him banned off CNN for being number one. Kind of like we're being banned off the internet for being number one. Well, they're trying to shut Drudge down for being the number one website. Number two website in the world, number one a news site. And then I'm going to play 3 minutes and 15 seconds of the banned part from Lou Dobbs' show this Thursday that re-aired Saturday on Fox that they're making such a big deal out of. Fox condemns rhetoric used by Lou Dobbs' guest as channel star host faces growing criticism. Yes, as his ratings go up, just like Sean Hannity or just like Tucker Carlson, he needs to be taken off. Well, you can't. And then you read the specifics. It's all in an article, Border Caravan. Call it the George Soros Express from WorldNet Daily. There's a bunch of other articles, but this is what Judicial Watch is talking about. Judicial Watch is talking about the documents they sued last year and this year to get, where in Europe and here it is leftist groups that get U.S. taxpayer money through the U.N. We give the U.N. money through U.S. aid and other groups, and then it's given to the NGOs that run it. And Soros doesn't pay for this himself. He gets your tax money to build the refugee centers, to advertise it, to bring them in. And then they manage them once they get here with the aid groups, and they house them in churches and synagogues and Catholic charities, and then the local leftists get up to half the money and the welfare that each person brings in. This is a cash cow bonanza, and they don't want that discussed. But it's all true. I've already been covering this for years, but you need to go read about the George Soros Open Society Foundation, CARE, the Annenberg Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the MacArthur Foundation, all the groups you hear advertising on NPR. And it's links in the WorldNet Daily article. We've written about these as well, but this is the best article that just boils it all down. And it's got the bios of the professors at Berkeley and UT and Harvard that run the migrant studies, and how they're going to say there's no borders, no wall, no USA at all, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. It's all here, but they think you're idiots. They think you won't go look this up, that we're paying for this, for leftists, not regular folks from Honduras or San Salvador or Venezuela, but the very ones waving their Honduran and Venezuelan flags saying they hate America. And Trump's Hitler, and Trump's the Antichrist, and burning American flags and smuggling children. That's in the news today. Mexico stopped the caravan. They're smuggled kids in there. So it's the truth that can't be spoken. See, they say, oh, Jones is saying kill the media. Where's the clip? Not saying that. Jones is showing you Judicial Watch documents. And see, they can't have Lou Dobbs do that either. Why, he's too respected. Why, he was number one in cable. Even against Fox, he had twice the viewers they did. We can't allow that. See, CNN could have conservatives on, and they'd be number one, but they won't do it. Because they are there to suppress the people. So let's go to the section of the censored Lou Dobbs Judicial Watch interview with Chris Farrell, Director of Judicial Watch. Here it is.
Caravan just north of the Honduran border. Joining us tonight, Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations for Judicial Watch. Chris, good to have you with us. I know that caravan was a subject of considerable interest for you, for Judicial Watch, and certainly for the American people. Give us your first, and I'm going to, because we have limited time, ask you to be as succinct as possible. Your thoughts on what you witnessed and what you saw and heard.
It's an overwhelmingly male caravan of mid-teens to mid-40s. I'd say the women and children are a super minority. There are certainly criminal elements rolled into the caravan. There were children that were recovered from a human smuggling operation today. The Guatemalans are trying to hold them back and turn them back, but it's a very grave situation.
leftist groups reported to be the organizers playing instrumental roles and financial roles. Tell us what you can.
Sure. Look, this is a criminal involvement on the part of these leftist groups. It's highly organized, very elaborate, sophisticated operation. I have that from the highest levels of the Guatemalan government. They're investigating those groups criminally, and I strongly urge President Trump and Attorney General Sessions to do the same here. A lot of these folks also have affiliates who are getting money from the Soros-occupied State Department, and that is a very great concern. You want to start cutting money, start cutting money there.
Do you know anything about what we're seeing, and that's reports and pictures of USAID packages, bags containing what we know not, but obviously distributed by USAID? What is behind that?
I don't have a clear answer off the top of my head. I can just tell you that there's all sorts of programs that these groups are affiliated with that we spend taxpayer money on. It needs to be cut off now.
And where are we headed? We have another caravan of 1,000 or more people forming up in Honduras, ready to make the same trek through Guatemala to into Mexico to our with a plan of getting to our southern border. Your thoughts about this and what we can expect?
It's really an intermittent river of humanity. It's not a caravan in the sense of a discrete group. And I also look. I don't have firm evidence yet, but my intelligence, my indicators are look for something coming out of El Salvador in the next week.
And the president has ordered at least 800 troops, logistic primarily in mission, to the southern border. What's it going to take the, what appears to be now 14,000 migrants in this caravan
way better
being,
than that.
Shuttled by the Mexican government right into our border?
If they get to the border and they make an asylum claim, remember, 98% get through. Something fundamental's got to change here.
And then that triggers the next wave.
Chris Farrell, good to have you back. Thanks.
Thanks, Lou.
Okay,
be
so
sure to vote in our poll tonight.
Everything he said is true. It's on record. They're making all these arrests and child smuggling right now. Show the Washington Post article about Obama when he opened the border up. These caravans were full of kids that were then smuggled and trafficked into prostitution. That's the Washington Post. There it is. So that's why they're so scared. That's why they're so upset, is that the common sense of what is happening is waking people up, so they can't have discussions of how this is criminal. They can't have discussions about how this is illegal. There it is. Obama administration placed children with human traffickers. Washington Post. Okay? So they're going all or nothing. What the, their strength is they're overshooting. Their weakness is they're doing that as well. It's a Hail Mary. It's unbelievably insane and criminal.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There must be some way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
It's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
I can't get no relief.
I can't get no relief.
It's Bob Dylan that wrote this song, but
businessmen need
Jimi Hendrix plays it better and sings it better, but still, it's good to hear the actual author sing it.
None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
All right, Millie Weaver, our amazing reporter, and her amazing co-team, Gavin Wentz and others, about to join us. I want to get her back on with us this week. She got there within 2 hours of the tragic events in Pittsburgh. Amazing interviews at InfoWars.com. We're going to her in just a second. But first, I want to add an addendum on to what I was just covering last segment. You think about Lou Dobbs, who's been number one on television, a great journalist, impeccable research, Judicial Watch, credible research, the documents, that George Soros and the Ford Foundation and the UN and U.S. taxpayer money through USAID is funding the illegal alien invasion, and there's child smuggling going on, and the Washington Post admits it, and Vice President Pence says they have that intel, and then they have a huge Twitter war and a bunch of harassment of Fox News and their sponsors until Fox apologizes and condemns the segment and pulled it from their servers. Fox condemns rhetoric used by Lou Dobbs' guest as Channel's star host faces growing criticism, CNN. That's their job, is killing truth, killing other media. They have no viewers. All they do is organize Democrats to engage in fraud. We're going to release footage very soon of undercover CNN stalking us. We ran their plates. We have it all. I'm really going to have to take action against them politically and economically and through the criminal justice system, because they are a terrorist organization, ladies and gentlemen, working against this country. They are the enemy of the people, period. So that's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just wild to see how these bullies work, and America must stand up against them. Now, I want Millie Weaver, but I wanted to show these short clips. Shot this morning before he took off to fly back to Austin just hours ago. Our own Owen Schroyer covering the walkaway, hashtag walkaway movement that's so successful with Democrats saying no, the Democratic Party and the big red wave they're trying to suppress right now. But early voting shows huge Republican turnout everywhere but Florida. And a lot of Senate races are neck and neck. Well, they're sampling 15 points more Democrats, so I wouldn't say that's the case. But barring massive total fraud, we're going to see hold on to the House and the Senate. But tomorrow's news today. Let's go to the article on InfoWars.com that you should share with folks. InfoWars reporter accosted in D.C. reporting on Kanye Black Exit clothing line. Instead of Brexit, Blixit. Candace Owens, what an amazing lady. She came up with that. NPCs triggered by Owen Schroyer pointing out rapper encourages hashtag walk away and free thinking from fashion culture. So he's a matrix breaker, the great Kanye West at every level. He calls me the matrix breaker. He's a matrix breaker. And let's go to that clip and then to Millie Weaver. Here it is today where some folks are still on the plantation.
As Kanye West and Candace Owens are literally leading a brand new cultural revolution for African Americans in America right now, getting themselves off the Democrat plantation. You think I'm crazy, ma'am? Why do you think I'm crazy?
Oh, hit pause. Back this up. I should have added. He's at the Smithsonian talking in a regular voice, if you're a radio listener, aimed at a sign outside, and people get pissed at him. Go ahead. I mean, this is crazy. Continue. They hear Kanye West and they get mad. Here it is.
Off the Democrat plantation. You think I'm crazy, ma'am? Why do you think I'm crazy? I love that they're showing the hate. Here's the hate. Now he's coming up to me. Look at this. Oh my gosh, what is your deal, dude?
Move away from me now.
Dude, you
move away from
you
me.
You literally came up to me. Here we go. She just knocked my hat off. Thanks, guys. No. Thank you guys for showing the hate. Thank you guys so much for showing the hate out here. Thank you for showing the world how hateful you are.
Notice how the left are. They always attack and they say
you did. Isn't it perfect? It's fine. No, it's fine. Thank you guys for showing the world how hateful you are. You guys are still on. You guys are still in the cult, but you guys can get out of the cult. This is how cult people behave. So they choose not to be part of the African American.
And our audio is not cutting out. We're cutting the cuss words.
No, I understand. You don't want to be on film showing the world how hateful you are, but you're too late. You already did.
Yeah, they're in public.
Suck butt, she says.
They came over and attacked
him. That's always fun, folks. It's always fun to put your Superman cape on and let the left show their hate.
All right, I'm going to Millie Weaver, but I want to play one more clip. This is Owen in the same area, and a bunch of college students, or the high school students, the article's on InfoWars.com, they're fans. It's college students, and the professor comes over and goes, God, don't talk. But they know who Owen is. Owen's got hundreds of millions of views, like Millie, online, till they deleted them all, and probably billions, actually. Some of Owen's videos have like 50 million views apiece. And so, oh, we love Owen. Oh, no. The controller comes over to say, you don't talk to him. That's a cult, folks. Here it is.
The people that don't like Trump and don't like InfoWars, they're mean, they're hateful, they call you names, they flick you off. Some of them even get aggressive and physically violent. Oh, but then you run into people that, you know, like us and like Trump. What are they? They're nice. They're loving people. They have a conversation. So it's really just incredible the dichotomy that can be exhibited in real time just by wearing this hat. And that's part of the Superman cape analogy, is that it gives you the power when you put on this hat to go into the matrix. It's almost like putting on the glasses in They Live, right? You put on the glasses and then you can see things for what they really are and not how they're being presented. So that's amazing. So what if we got love? You guys, are you guys lovers? Yes, sir.
Owen.
Where are you
Where's
guys from?
Alex Jones.
L.A.
Where's you guys are from L.A.? Yeah. Are you guys out here on a vacation?
No, we're
on So what?
So they shouldn't be on camera without parents' permission.
We're allowed.
I'm 17.
So I guess this guy must not be a fan. All right, hey, you guys have a blessed day.
You too, Owen.
Say hey. Thank you, man.
So those are college students.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You can see their college. High school, but you're not going to be on camera unless he says so.
Okay.
All right, that's good. Full video up on Infowars.com. Millie Weaver, a lot going on. We'll have another segment to get more into things, but you were there. You were literally just feet away from where these poor people got murdered, having a baby naming ceremony, and just all of this is going crazy. Millie Weaver, reporter for Infowars.com, doing a great job. I keep saying great job. He's doing such an amazing job. What in the world do you think is going on with 9 days out from the election?
Well, I don't know if this necessarily has to do anything with the election, but I know that the Democrats are going to try to use it all they can for their own political agenda to try to demonize Trump supporters and conservatives when they won't report the fact that this gunman who went down there and gunned down these innocent Jewish people in this synagogue hated Trump. He didn't like Trump. He called Trump a globalist. Apparently, Trump was too pro-Jewish for an actual anti-Semite. And that's what the left doesn't want to acknowledge right there. When we found out about the Boston bomber that had a Trump supporter as the suspect who was going to be arrested in that, they went all day on their platforms and shouted from the rooftops that a Trump supporter was responsible for this. But they won't say that this person was a Trump hater that did this synagogue shooting. That's something you won't hear from the mainstream media.
And it gets crazier because the guy's saying Trump's a globalist, Trump's pro-Israel, he's controlled by the Jews and all this. So they kind of halfway blamed Trump and then dropped it. Now they're blaming free speech and gab.com. Who, again, lets a lot of folks on it. People say, oh, well, whatever, let them get rid of that website. No, they're going to go after everybody's website.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to go after free speech as a whole. And this kind of, if you remember back when I was talking about possible false flags, now I'm not saying this is a false flag, but I was saying that there was a possibility of things happening that could be used to justify further censorship on social media and a social media ID. This could be used to try to push for that.
Oh, I think everything's suspicious. The pipe bombs we predicted and that whole thing doesn't add up. All of this should be investigated. We'll come back, Millie Weaver. We're 8.5 days out. What's going to happen next? Stay with us. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Infowars.com host is riding shotgun with us. The article is up on Infowars.com. Let's put up the top Infowars.com article for everybody, please, for TV viewers and radio listeners. It is the world exclusive, the head of Gab.com, who did not call for violence, who has a libertarian site, liberal, conservative. Everybody can be on it. And they're blaming him because this guy had an account. He had an Instagram. He had a Facebook. He had a Twitter. He had all of that. And he didn't say, I'm going to kill anybody on Gab. But even conservatives are saying, they don't have a right to exist now. Get rid of them. Gab did not kill anybody. No social media post ever killed anybody. World exclusive, Gab founder responds to synagogue massacre and lashes out at lying MSM. None of them even called him for a quote or even have them on. They just lie about him to set the precedent to shut it down. But you can stop them. Everything we do here is free to air for radio host, TV host. I always get emails like from radio hosts. Can I play a clip of your show? It's fair use. Play it all. But yes, you have my explicit total license. Use it all. We're all free to air. That means air it. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Get the articles. Get them out. Get the videos out. They're trying to ban Gab now, not just Infowars. What's next? Lou Dobbs, Sean Hannity, Donald Trump. They want Donald Trump off Twitter. We have to stop letting these people. It's like a lion, and the lion tamer has a little whip, but he has that lion intimidated, and I'm sick of it. Stop acting like they're God. Millie Weaver, I appreciate you joining us today. So just getting into your observations, 8 days out now, 8.5 days out, what you saw in Pittsburgh, you know, talking to locals, what you think's coming next, because you're a smart cookie.
Well, you know, Alex, I just want to say something on the situation where the media is trying to blame Gab somehow because this person used their social media network. It's just not logical. The left likes to have double standards. Most of the shooters and bombers of past terror events all had various social media accounts on Twitter and Facebook and so on and so forth. And yet these social media accounts or social media platforms weren't blamed. So now they're trying to use this to justify blaming Gab AI and holding them responsible for something that they actually aren't under the Section 230 Communications Decency Act, which these social media platforms that are open, neutral public forums have protections in, so they aren't liable for something somebody necessarily says. Now, it's a different story if they were actually plotting it on social media, but there's no indication that this individual was plotting it, rather than they were just using the platform to say free speech, which theirs in this case was very anti-Semitic and very bigoted. Now, I want to point this out. Many of the people that we talked to that were standing around that were residents of this neighborhood for the Tree of Life synagogue that recently was shot up with a mass shooting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, these people said that, hey, you know, if there had been armed security there, we could have minimized the casualties. There could have been less loss of life. And that was one of the interesting things that sparked up following this, is that you had many members of this Jewish community talking about whether or not they should have had guns to protect themselves, given that there are a lot of anti-Semitic, hateful people out there that would target the Jewish community. We know that Hitler, who was the biggest Jew hater of all, knew how important it was to disarm people that you wanted to kill. We know that Hitler took the guns prior to shipping off all of these innocent Jewish people to concentration camps and then exterminating them. So of any people, of any group of people, the Jewish people have been persecuted, very much so. So they saw the importance of having that right to protect themselves. And that was what kind of instantly sparked up in the neighborhood. Now, of course, you're going to have your liberals there, you know, that believe that more gun control is the answer. But a large amount of the community there was Orthodox Jewish people that are more conservative leaning, like, for example, like how Ben Shapiro is. A lot of them share more conservative viewpoints. And we had some interesting interviews with them, and hopefully we could get around to playing some of those clips, Alex.
Well, we're out of time basically now, but we're going to have those tomorrow during the weekday show. They're all posted to Infowars.com, to Newswars.com. And the only way any of this key stuff gets seen is if listeners, again, get excited, have that chain reaction, tell folks about the local stations they're listening or watching, or spread the word about Infowars.com or Newswars.com and get these articles out, because it is amazing. And what you're covering and what you're exposing, Millie, is not in the mainstream. It's either right wing or left wing. It's not just America wanting common sense. But listen, we predicted the shootings at liberal facilities. We predicted the bombings. The left kept saying it's coming before the election with no proof. Now it's happening. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it's very, very suspicious, the whole thing. And I really am cringing, Millie, in the next 8 days before the election of what they're going to pull.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who knows what's next? We know that during October surprise season, anything's possible. One thing I will say that's very interesting that did actually creep up into on a mainstream media site on Facebook, CBS was streaming, and there was an interview with one of the CBS reporters who was there. She interviewed the former president of the Tree of Life Synagogue. And he was talking about how they were actually anticipating an event like this, and that they were working with the city of Pittsburgh's emergency management planning people and talking about how they could better mitigate a shooter type situation.
No, I saw that a month ago. They had Homeland Security there. And I'm on, look, the poor liberals, I really feel sorry for them. Carry, concealed carry, have guns. You've got a synagogue? Or you're what? I mean, you better have guns. In Israel, the synagogues have guns. You're a target. You can't call 911 and wait 5 minutes. God, the cops got there fast, and they engaged in like 5 minutes, but people were dead by then. So just protect yourselves. Good Lord.
And there are some synagogues in the area, according to some of the residents, that do actually arm themselves.
I saw that. In fact, most of them do. Notice this guy didn't target that. Very suspicious. We should look into this guy because I'm worried about liberals doing false flags. They figure out the way to get us now is to create an MO about themselves online and then do something. They hate Trump and America so much that they would go stage something. Not the synagogue, not the Jewish folks, but this guy. This whole thing is so suspicious. Millie Weaver, we'll be tracking it all. I know you're going to be on the campaign trail the next 8 days and then the aftermath in D.C. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Thank you so much, Millie Weaver.
Thanks, Alex.
Wow, Millie, again, just knocks out of the park every time. Okay, I covered most of it, but I'll go back to this NYC professor and all the rest of them saying kill Pence, kill Trump. He's behind the group harassing Republicans in restaurants. They have their Twitters with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers calling for attacking people, calling for violence. And then Gab just allows people to have their own Twitter and their own system. And the guy didn't even call for violence on there. And then they are being deplatformed everywhere. Because big corporate tech and big media don't want competition, just like they don't want Infowars.com or NewsWars.com or Lou Dobbs or Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or anybody else that isn't anti-America. They're a bunch of bullies. Instead of kissing their butt, it's time to say no. Okay. Counterthink with Mike Adams. He tapes a new show every week for you. It's always hard-hitting. When this show ends on radio and TV, on the satellite and on the streams at Infowars.com, /show will be Counterthink with Mike Adams, always informative. And then tomorrow, 8 a.m., we'll be here. But if I'm up at midnight and there's some big event or something happening, I'm going to drive in here, I'm going to call crew, and we'll be live. Even though we don't have the crew to do this, I'm not complaining. I'm saying we're committed, we're here. That's why your financial support is so critical. You get great supplements, you get great t-shirts, you get great water filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, films, books, whatever the case is, it's all the best, really good prices, and you're funding free speech and Americana and fearless promotion of Western culture and open, real, free societies. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We have a mega sale, the biggest we've ever done, because they try to take our payment processors. They got very close to shutting us down. We got backups now, but the sale is today because we're selling out of so much. The X2 is the last run. Supermodel Vitality is the last run. We're about to sell out of Female Vitality. We've got the Brain Force Plus, now 20% more in each bottle. It's almost a lost leader at 50% off. All of it, from the colloidal silver to everything, is 50% off and free shipping. That's almost lost leaders. The sale has to end today. I'm so busy, it'll end tomorrow. Or technically Tuesday, because I got to come up with new specials. But they have to end. I do so little time figuring out marketing and products. That's why I'm always behind. But this is the end of the sale. Free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. Want to thank you all that have made purchases. If you haven't, these are great products. You should try them. Do your Christmas shopping early. Don't fight the crowds. Get the biggest discounts of the year at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And stick your finger in the eye of Nazi collaborators like George Soros and other globalists. So, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, tell folks about the live broadcast. Send out the link to the live show. Send out the link to Gab and the exclusive CEO response so he has a voice.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.